Lesson 21. Jesus Christ heals 10 lepers. Purpose: to encourage each child to thank Heavenly Father for the many blessings he or she receives. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Luke chapter 17, verses 12 through 19, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 7. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Write a short thank you note to each child, to be used during the lesson, expressing your gratitude for something the child has done or for some characteristic he or she exhibits. 4. Write on a card for each child the words, "Remember to thank Heavenly Father." 5. Materials needed. A. A Bible or a New Testament for each child. B. One or more copies of the Doctrine and Covenants. C. Picture 7-23, The 10 Lepers, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 221, number 62150. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Give the thank you notes you have written to each child. After they have read the notes, discuss with them how we feel when people express gratitude to us. You may want to share an experience when someone made a special effort to thank you and describe how it made you feel. Invite the children to share any experiences they have had. Scripture account. Displaying the picture, the 10 lepers, teach the story of Jesus healing the 10 lepers as found in Luke chapter 17, verses 12 through 19. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Remind the children that leprosy is a terrible skin disease. People at that time thought it was highly contagious. In Jesus' time, lepers were not allowed in the cities and could not get near other people. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. What did the lepers do when they saw Jesus? Luke chapter 17, verse 13. Do you think they knew who Jesus was and believed in him? What did Jesus ask the lepers to do to be healed? Luke chapter 17, verse 14. How many lepers returned to thank Jesus? Luke chapter 17, verses 15 and 16. What did Jesus say about the lepers? Luke chapter 17, verses 17 through 19. Why do you think 9 of the lepers did not return to thank Jesus? How would you feel if you helped 10 people and only one returned to thank you? What things should we thank Heavenly Father for? Read or have a child read the following. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 7. Why is it important to thank Heavenly Father for specific blessings we receive? How can we express our gratitude to Heavenly Father? Give each child one of the cards you have prepared. Invite the child to tell some of the things they can thank Heavenly Father for. You may want to summarize their responses on the chalkboard. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Help the children memorize Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 7. Have them write this scripture on the back of their "Remember to Thank Heavenly Father" cards, and encourage them to put this card where they can see it every day. 2. Write "Gratitude" on the chalkboard. Have the children name things they are thankful for that start with each letter of this word. Help them realize that we depend on the Lord for everything we have and are. 3. Draw a diagram similar to the following on the chalkboard. At the top of the board, write gratitude. On the left side of the board, write the word tell. Under the word tell, write the following words: parents, friends, food, clothing. On the right side of the board, write the word show. Under the word show, write obey commandments, serve others, pray. Have the children name specific things they can tell Heavenly Father thank you for. List them under tell. Then have them decide ways they can show Him their gratitude for these blessings. List these under show. Stress the importance of both telling and showing gratitude. 4. Show pictures of beautiful scenery and wildlife. Review the creation and help the children understand how grateful we should be to Heavenly Father and Jesus for the earth and for everything they created for us. 5. Give the children each a piece of paper and a pencil and have them write a thank you note to someone, such as a parent, a friend, a neighbor, a teacher, the bishop, and so on. Encourage the children to deliver the notes or offer to help deliver them if needed. 6. Read Mosiah chapter 2, verses 19 through 24, and discuss what King Benjamin said. Mosiah chapter 2, verses 19 through 24. Help the children understand that we can never repay Heavenly Father for all He does for us. He deserves all the gratitude we could ever give Him. Conclusion. Testimony. Express the gratitude you feel toward Heavenly Father and Jesus. Also, express your gratitude to the children for the privilege of being their teacher and helping them learn the gospel of Jesus Christ. Suggested home reading. Suggest to the children that they study Luke chapter 17, verses 12 through 19 at home as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 21. Jesus Christ Heals 10 Lepers.